Okay, I'm at the Kevlar conference, and Tim Wright, who's a bit of a legend in London, is about to speak.
Media for a long time, about 15 years. In interactive media, I mean. Before that, I worked in magazines. And my first interactive project was in on a Philips CDR machine in 1994. I've been around a bit, and this is a project I started doing last year called Kidmapped, and curiously it was inspired by a book. That book. It's a very, very good book. I was feeling a bit ill, and I just pulled it off. You know how you do. You've got a day off. You're well enough to sort of read, but do not know much else. And you think, I'll pull some old book off the shelf, which you may have read a long time ago, but had forgotten. And I read this, and it's absolutely brilliant, ripping yarn. It's fantastically well written as well. Can't recommend it enough. And I liked it so much. I also liked it because in the front cover, it had a map. And I realised really good books tend to have maps at the front, I find. Anyway, that was for boys, anyway. And that seemed incredibly inspiring in media. I was thinking, you can actually go to these places, can you? And then there was a weird thing it did. Was it about two-thirds of the way, nearly at the end of the book, it hadn't hadn't mentioned dates at all. And then he suddenly says, this lawyer guy with his kid, who's... Do you know the story of this? Sorry, shall I recap? It's a bit like Treasure Island. It's about a young boy who falls in with a bad crowd, a sort of Long John Silver character, but in this case he's a sort of Scots rebel just after the uprising in the 1700s, 1745, I believe. And he's basically, his uncle is a wicked man who tries to kill him for his inheritance. And then when he fails to kill him, he hires some pirates to kidnap him and to supposedly take him off to the West Indies on a boat to work in slavery. But then he's shipwrecked off the coast of Mull, and after a big fight on the boat. And then he has to walk back from Mull to Edinburgh in the company of a Scottish rebel who's being chased by the English army for the murder of a clan leader. He has to be chased across the Highlands trying to get back to safety and get his inheritance. So it's a fantastic story, and full of incident and weird people he bumps into. And right at the end it says, but the brig was lost on June the 27th, says he, looking in his book. And we are now August the 24th. And I was thinking, why has he done that? Is that true? If you go back and look in the book, and you go, all right, so where is shipwrecked? It's June the 27th. So then he wakes up the next day, and that's June the 28th. And he walks to here, he goes to bed, and he gets up, and that's June the 29th. Is this really going to work, that when I get to the end of it, it's going to be August the 24th? So I pulled my book apart. That's the kind of nerd I am. And actually, it inspired me to do, if I can get this with you, this.
Chapter 14, The Island. With my stepping ashore, I began the most unhappy part of my adventures. It was 12:30 in the morning, and then the wind was broken by the land. It was a cold night. I dared not sit down, for I thought I should have frozen, but took off my shoes and walked to and fro upon the sand, barefooted, beating my breast with infinite weariness. There was no sound of man or cattle, not a cock crew, only the surf broke outside in the distance, which put me in mind of my perils and those of my friend. To walk by the sea at that hour in Mull, in Scotland, and it's the start of chapter 14 in this great book, Robert Louis Stevenson's Kidnapped. So over the coming weeks, I'm going to walk the book as it's described, starting here and getting to Edinburgh sometime in August. So I hope you'll follow me along the way. Most importantly, I hope you'll read the book as we go. Maybe listen to it if I read it out to you as we go in the places it describes. And also there's an opportunity to talk about what we think is book's about and whether we like it, whether we don't like it, whether it has any relevance as a book that was written over 100 years ago to our lives today. So you can follow me as Kid Mapper on pretty much most of the common internet services, or you can just tune into the blog and find me there. You might just want to listen, but you could comment, you could send in your own photographs and images that you think are inspired by listening to this story.
Started walking. I thought, I'll just walk according to the story each day and see if I can get to the next bit geographically. And as I go, I'm going to take photographs, take video, record audio booze, read out the book in the location in which it's set, and put that and publish it as a podcast, and put the whole text online in a wiki where everyone could annotate it and share it anyway because it's out of copyright. And basically try and find as many ways to give people access to this book and to the landscape and ways to participate that I could possibly think of in one go. So I was just reading it out somewhere.
Still on the 6th of July. This is chapter 18.
Because you can get your blog to publish this stuff and get people in. I've got a nice little following of people who are downloading it as their book at bedtime. And then also then publishing it as an online editable and shareable text, which actually was the least successful part of the project, that people didn't want to rip apart somebody else's book or scribble in it. I think wikis aren't, the interface for wiki, public wikis, free ones, isn't great either. It's quite sort of techie and intimidating, requires a login and all this kind of stuff. So while I think that there is a very interesting idea about sort of mashing up old books in digital, it's not quite there yet, but interesting itself. This was more exciting, was reading out loud in landscapes. I thought this was just, for me it was good, but I also found that it turned out to be quite exciting for me.
Say I jumped across that, but actually there's a bridge, so I didn't have to bother. This is chapter 20, it's the 7th of July.
That was quite exciting to boys of many ages, it seemed. I did start to get a following of people like, are you really doing that, from sort of 10-year-old boys, saying, can you go out there and cross the river and jump across the rocks? And I could reply, yes, you can do that. Why can't you just ask your mum and dad or your carer? And you can get out there and do these things. Books are manuals for action. They're not necessarily for just sitting around getting hemorrhoids. And in fact, I did then, amongst people I knew mainly, but I did suddenly find that there were some rather more grown-up boys who wanted to come out and actually meet me in the landscape and do the reading. They didn't want me to do the reading anymore. They wanted to do it. I was that bad. But I had the added bonus, of course, then I got read to every day, which I don't know, you probably haven't had that done to you for a while. I certainly haven't had it done to me since I was a small child, and it's incredibly relaxing. So I recommend it. If you get your partner or anyone from your family to read to you, do it. So other people like reading out loud. Some people were coerced into it, like my daughter here. I combined the work with a holiday in Scotland. My children were thrilled. But if you don't have these resentful memories of crap holidays your parents made you go on, that seems to be, it goes with the territory. I had to do it, but they have to do it. I'll see. She actually, and the really annoying thing is, her reading got the biggest hits out of all of the sections. Of people looking at this stuff. But I'll let you play the first bit of it, but just watch her facial expression right at the beginning.
She looks fed up.
20th of July, the second night, or rather the people of the third day, found us upon a very open hill, so that we could not...
Yeah, well, that's enough of that. And she actually quite enjoyed it, I think. And the idea, again, just that basic idea of taking control of the story, being the performer,